Say the word kebab here in America, and people think of skewers with chunks of chicken or beef, maybe vegetables. In Turkey, Iran, and much of the Arab world, it can mean a lot of other things. Lamb or liver on skewers, or ground meat logs. For our series, The Global Grill, Kelly McEvers reports from Baghdad.
If you spend enough time in the Middle East, you learn it can be hard to pinpoint the origins of things. Everybody claims to have invented hummus, flatbread, even yogurt. And don't even try to figure out who invented kebab. What we do know is the word kebab is Arabic in origin, as I found out on my last trip to Iraq.
So it turns out, I just checked, I talked to a historian of Arab medieval food today, and he says kebab comes from the Arabic word kaba, which means to turn.
These days, my Iraqi friends tell me the word kaba means something else.
To fall down and roll. Okay.
Our guide to Iraqi kebab is Sami El-Hilali, a longtime colleague and friend, and a really good cook. Isra El-Rubai'i helps with the food and the explanations of all things Iraqi. Sami says he uses a combination of lamb, beef, lamb fat, onions, parsley, and spices, all ground up with his hands. He then molds this mixture onto skewers.
So the skewers, yeah, they're not the kind of skewers that we would see. They're just like flat and wide. It really does kind of look like a blunt sword.
Sami says you should grill more than just meat.
Should we make a tomato with the kebab?
Sami does about 18 skewers, then heads outside.
Now I'm start the fire.
Okay, so we need to describe this grill setup here. This is like 8-inch wide by 3-foot long trough with this hardwood charcoal and the signature Iraqi invention. Sometimes it's a fan. This is like a high-tech air blower. So you turn the blower on and then all these sparks start flying. It's totally like fireworks. Wow. So as the blower blows the coals are getting like super, you know, orange, like really, really fast.
Sometimes it's without a blower. I'm using a manual fan.
Right.
Would give it even a more delicious flavor. But this is just to save time, you know, when you have many skewers to grill.
Okay, so now the kebabs are going on the fire.
Now you smell.
Now you start to smell it.
Sami and Isra prepare a plate that will be the kebab's final resting place.
You put the kebab on top of bread. Why is that?
Because this would taste the best. The best part is a flat bread that is soaked in the fat dripping out of a charred kebab skewer. It tastes so good. You know, they fight over this one.
Okay, bread goes down. Skewer comes out.
We head to the table we've set outside.
Yes.
And get started on the meat.
Mm-hmm. It's so good. It's so good.
I tell the guys another story I heard from the Iraqi medieval food historian about a book from the southern Iraqi city of Basra, a book written in the 9th century called The Book of Misers. The miser in this story is a courtly man who invites people to his garden.
And he tells the guests, here's the stream, and here's the fire. Catch your fish and make your kebab.
It's the first known mention of the word kebab. My friends nod knowingly, as if to say, you see, it all comes from Iraq. Then we get on with our eating.
And then every other bite, we just take a fresh piece of arugula, basil, parsley, wash it down with some salty yogurt drink. Oh.
I've had kebab all around the region. Arab kebab, Turkish kebab, Persian kebab. They're all different. They're all pretty good. I figure it doesn't really matter who invented kebab. What matters is that fire has touched meat, that the meat is good, and the company is even better.
Bil-afya.
Shukran. Shukran jazeelan.
Kelly McEvers, NPR News.
Okay, I'm eating now.
I wish your daughter would.
Me too.
Yeah.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.